Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of The Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is simply titled, Why Slow Breathing Works. And here is a quote. Specifically, as slow and deep breathing is initiated during a contemplative practice, the internal state of being settles into a relaxed state with a slower heart rate. With this slowing of heart rate, a positive feedback loop is initiated. The vagus nerve sends this lowered heart rate information via afferent fibers to the brain, and after it receives these signals that imply safety from the body, the brain then turns off threat arousal activation. Now, parasympathetic activity is dominant over sympathetic activity, initiating a felt sense of peace, safety, and contentment. End quote. And that is from a paper published in 2024. On deep rest, on this idea of deep rest. And I just thought it was amazing. Such a perfect scientific reminder, right, of why slow breathing works and why it is a, you know, such an important part of most contemplative practices that elicit this deep rest state, this calm, peaceful, safety state. And it's because when you slow down the breath, right, it sends messages via the vagus nerve. We know that like somewhere around, I think like 80% of the vagus nerve is going from the body back to the brain. So the vagus nerve relays this message like, oh, if the breathing's slow, things must be good, right? So then it says, oh, let's turn off all that arousal because things are great. There's slow breathing. And that allows the parasympathetic branch of the nervous system to dominate that relaxation response. And then that leads to the felt sense of peace, of safety, and contentment. So it's just a beautiful reminder, right, of how awesome the body is, how awesome slow breathing is, and why slow breathing is such a critical part, even if it's indirectly, you don't even force it, it just happens, such a big part of contemplative practices. All right, with that, let's move on to thought number two, which is titled, The 1 Second Meditation. And here is a quote. Concentrate for 1 second. If at the end of this time your mind has wandered off, concentrate for another second and then another. Nobody ever has to concentrate for more than 1 second. This one. End quote. And that is Alan Watts from Become What You Are. And yep, that's about as straightforward and low pressure as it gets, right? 1 second. That's all you ever have to do. When your mind wanders off, oh well, just concentrate for 1 more second, and then another. So I've been adopting this mind state during my practice each morning, both during my slow breathing when I still focus on the breath sensations, and then during my breath awareness, and then I do loving kindness as well. And during those, I try to come back to this 1 second idea, and it's really helpful. Like, it just makes it so much easier and so much, I guess, lower pressure. So if it resonates with you, give it a try, see how you feel. And with that, we will move on to the third thought for this week. We're continuing with those one-sentence ideas, 3 one-sentence ideas. This week, it is breathing versus meditation, clothing, and lighthearted. So here is the first one. Studying breathing allows me to put my years of scientific training to good use. Practicing meditation teaches me how to forget everything I learn. That is so true. Yeah, I was thinking of that the other morning. I thought, oh, it's hilarious because I don't want to go too far into it, but you know, I read a lot of papers about breathing and I get so excited about it. And then when I actually just sit and practice, I realize, oh, some of this is wrong or it doesn't make any sense in real life, right? It really helps you put things in perspective when you meditate on different topics or just do it, you know, every day. Any case, I digress. I shouldn't go on that tangent. Let's go on to the second one. It's a nice one. The breath will outgrow any clothes you try to put on it. Kind of goes with the first one, actually, for me personally. But anyways, I won't go into it. All right. And then number three, there is a reason laughter is called lightheartedness and not lightheadedness. And I'll let you decide for yourself what that reason might be. And so that is it for the third thought. Let's move on to the fourth and final thought. It is simply titled Being Breathed. And here is a quote. One day I noticed that I wasn't breathing. I was being breathed. End quote. And that is Byron Katie. And I love this, right? It's such an awesome reminder of the amazingness of life, right? That no matter what we call it, right, whether we call it God or prana, life force, or just simply the autonomic nervous system, right? No matter what, it's pretty remarkable to remember that there is something in us that ensures we are always being breathed, right? Always breathing, always living. It's incredible. And sometimes it just sparks a tremendous amount of gratitude for me thinking of that. Like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I don't have to do anything, right? Same with digestion, beating, our heart beating. All you could do any of it. But of course, breathing is what this newsletter is called. So that's what we'll talk about. But it's pretty awesome to remember that we are always being breathed, and that can spark some gratitude that we are alive, breathing, and how amazing that is. All right, that is it for the four thoughts. Let's move on to the one quote for this week. Here it is, quote, "Everything that slows us down enforces patience. Everything that sets us back into the slow circles of nature is a help." End quote. And that is May Sarton. And that was actually a quote about gardening, so I should be clear there. But I think it applies to everything. And of course, I'm applying it to contemplative practices and slow breathing in general. But I love that everything that slows us down enforces patience. Everything that sets us back into the slow circles of nature is a help. And with that, let's move on to the one answer for this week. The category is lungs. The answer is, healthy lungs are typically this color. What is pink? So that's a pretty simple one. I don't know why. I think I picked it because I was telling my daughter that when I was in fifth grade, I was a safety patrol and I dressed up for Halloween as a punk skateboarder and I dyed my hair pink. And then she thought that was hilarious. So I think I was just drawn to pink as I was Googling around and looking for stuff and asking ChatGTP for help because I always run out of ideas for these answers. In any case, that is a pretty cool one to know that your lungs look pink. Oh, but if you smoke or do any of those other things, it can change the color. I don't remember exactly what the differences are, right? But it said healthy lungs are pink and then other lungs might not be. So in any case, for the most part, healthy lungs look pink, which is pretty cool. All right, with that, let's move on and do a quick recap. Remember why slow breathing works? Well, it sends these signals via the vagus nerve that everything's okay. And then the brain says, okay, everything's okay. And then it sends those signals back to the rest of the body. Remember that 1 second meditation. That's all you ever need, right? 1 second. Nobody has to concentrate for more than 1 second, which is this one right now that you're in, right? So good. Remember that there's we have those 3 one-sentence thoughts, but remember that there's a reason laughter is called lightheartedness, not lightheadedness. And finally, remember that you are always being breathed 24/7, right? You are being breathed, and that is amazing. It's such a testament to life and how awesome it is. All right. And then finally, of course, a quick plug for the Breath Learning Center. If you would like wisdom that inspires action, mindfulness, and of course, a little bit of humor here and there, check out the Breath Learning Center. I've spent thousands and thousands of hours, right, collecting all of the best books and scientific papers and insights from the greatest teachers and thinkers, just like this newsletter, but designed even more to help you find your unique path to connect ideas. You can help others better, to coach better, right, to laugh more, and to grow as a mixed mindful artist so that you have a tool for any situation that you can use to help live a more mindful, healthy, and more fulfilling life. So if you are interested in that, which you should be, right? You're listening to this. Go check out the Breath Learning Center at breathlearning.com. Check it out, sign it up, and get all of the wisdom today. All right, with that, thank you as always for listening. I will see you next week.